Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, The Philadelphia Inquirer, on Trumpreneur magazine. We're looking at Gene. He writes for The Hill. He writes for The Washington Times. We're now looking at a metric of small business confidence, and it's not encouraging. The reason I pay so much attention, Gene, is that small businesses know the future before anybody else does. So how? Yep. What is the projection here? Is this 9 months, 6 months, a year? How do we measure it?
Yeah, this is a tough one. There's a few measures of confidence that comes out. This one that you're referring to is from MetLife and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who both, you know, say that, you know, they put out their small business index, and their small business index is showing that all those small business owners are saying they're feeling pretty good right now about their business. Like, they're doing okay. They're not confident about the future. A great number of them have said that. On the other side, there's the National Federation of Independent Businesses, the NFIB. They put out their Small Business Optimism Index once a month. And that number itself, again, it shows that businesses are working and they're hiring, but their confidence level is at levels that, you know, at close to a 20-year low. So, you know, most of my clients reflect those numbers. I was just speaking to a woman today who runs a small manufacturing business outside of Philadelphia, and her order book is good. She's been very busy, but she's worried about 2023. And I hear that a lot. And I've heard that every year. It seems like, you know, there's always uncertainty going on. But the reason why business owners, you know, have this lack of confidence is we have an overall environment that's it's very pro-worker. It's not exactly the most business-friendly environment from a lot of governments, both, you know, on the local level and on the federal level as well. We have this slowing economy. I know that the unemployment is very low, but certain key industries like construction and manufacturing are really showing some slowdowns, and it's making people worried. They're waiting for the bottom to fall out. So, you know, they're grateful for the way things have been so far, but most companies that I talk to are not that, you know, feeling that great about the future.
MetLife and the U.S. Chamber's Small Business Index also have a warning about small businesses struggling to raise capital. Is this the same as struggling to raise capital in Silicon Valley? Is this a separate story? And is it about the banks and risk? Where is it coming from?
It is. You know, it's a listen, give me credit. I wrote about this back in December for The Guardian. I said in 2023, the biggest issue facing small businesses are going to be interest. It's interest. So we're now in a situation where the, you know, prime rate is close to 8%. I have clients that are refinancing, existing clients with good credit and good history, that are, you know, struggling to refinance their loans, working capital, equipment, and property loans at much higher interest rates. And that's having an impact on their investment. That's for existing people with debt. You know, because interest is so much more expensive now for the banks. I mean, John, the federal funds rate was 0.25% a year ago, and now it's 5% in 1 year. When you have that kind of an increase in cost for the banks, you know, they're thinking twice about lending money out to people because it's costing them that much more. And because of that, the people that suffer the most are those startup businesses or very small emerging companies or early stage growth companies. You know, there are reports that I'm getting from all over the country that these companies are finding it harder to get bank financing. Now, there is alternative financing you can go to. There are online marketplaces to get other types of loans, but it's just more expensive than a traditional bank. The situation with Silicon Valley Bank exacerbated all of this. If it wasn't bad enough with the interest rate, you know, interest rates going up, now all of a sudden the banks have to second guess creditworthiness and worry about that. And, you know, it's causing their customers to second guess them as well. All of that creates that much more uncertainty in the financial services industry. And I think that constricts the availability of capital. And ask anybody in the technology industry, they're seeing that for sure right now. I think we're going to be seeing that in other industries as well throughout the rest of this year.
Still, attracting very good workers is critical for small businesses. And Gene has a recommendation in his Medium column about a perk, I guess. Is that what unlimited paid time is considered a perk in employment benefits?
Yeah, I wrote about this for Entrepreneur Magazine and then republished it on my Medium site. And, you know, the takeaway is this. I'm seeing more and more of my clients and readers, business owners offering unlimited paid time off plans. And if you're listening to this and before you turn the channel, let me explain to you what I mean. Unlimited paid time off plans are in such demand by workers. I mean, they love it. You know, it's more flexibility. But the reality is they benefit employers more than workers. There's been numerous studies that have found that people take less time off when they have an unlimited paid time off plan compared to a traditional plan. There have been a handful of court cases that have found that employers can't pay. They don't have to pay for any unused vacation in an unlimited paid time off plan. And then you have other examples of where employers can use unlimited paid time off as a perk to retain employees. Say you can participate in the plan only after you've been with us for 3 or 4 years. And then we control how much time you take off. You have to get it approved by a supervisor. So if you do it the right way, an unlimited paid time off plan, I think benefits employers more than employees, but employees still really want it too. So it's something I think every business should be considering this year.
Gene Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition. He writes for many distinguished publications. The important one is the Philadelphia Inquirer, because it's time to worry about the Phillies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.